It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in the final game of a six-game series. Rainiers need a win today to get out of here with a split. It was tied 2-2 going into Game 5 last night, and an unusual night at the ballpark. We had a 2-hour, 26-minute rain delay before the first pitch last night. And then they started it at 9:01 p.m., and they announced that it would be a seven-inning game because of the late start. That's a new minor league rule. So we got into a seven-inning ball game, and at the end of seven innings, it was tied 2-2. So we played extra inning rules in the eighth with the automatic base runner, and Reno ended up winning it in the eighth on Kyle Lewis's bases-loaded single with one out, the former Mariner beating the Rainiers. He's on a rehab assignment for Reno. He's in the lineup again today. Darren McCackett pitched a complete game for the Rainiers yesterday and didn't even reach 100 pitches. Went 7 1/3 innings, ended up taking a tough loss yesterday. Really good outing, but he saved the team's bullpen for today's game, and they're going to need it today. Tommy Malone, a surprise starting pitcher today. He was activated from the injured list and makes the start today, but he does not have a built-up pitch count. He's only going to go a couple of innings, and then the bullpen's going to take it from there. Malone on the hill for the Rainiers, 3-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Reno's going to start left-hander Connor Pilkington, who's 1-1 with a 6.39 ERA. So a couple of lefties going head-to-head here at Greater Nevada Field. Tecumseh enters play two games under 500 at 30-32 on the year. And the Rainiers looking to get this split on the road with the Aces here today. Reno in second place in the league standings, 35-27, 9 games behind first place Oklahoma City. Well, today's a special day for Rainiers manager John Russell. June 11th, that's the day in 1990 that he was the catcher when Nolan Ryan pitched his sixth major league no-hitter. 33 years ago today, it was in Oakland. Ryan and Russell were teammates on the Texas Rangers, and I walked into Russell's office this morning and said, hey, you want to remember what happened 33 years ago today? And it's like he didn't even bat an eyelid. He knew exactly what I was talking about, and we're going to have a discussion about him catching Nolan Ryan's sixth no-hitter when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Today we visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager John Russell. And John, 33 years ago today, something special happened to you. You did a lot of great things in Major League Baseball, but this one must be number one on the list in terms of cool things that have happened in your life. Did you know, like when you wake up in the morning, do you know June 11th is the anniversary of the time that you caught a Nolan Ryan no-hitter?
Yeah, I remember it. It kind of sneaks up on you every once in a while, but you know, when you are watching TV or whatever, they usually have something on television about it, and so it's a great memory. Obviously, it was one of the highlights of my career, and just to be associated with Nolan as a teammate was great. But to be able to say that I caught one of his seven no-hitters, number six, it's something obviously I'll never forget. So it's a very special moment in my career.
Yeah, there's a little interesting backstory there because from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you had just joined the Texas Rangers organization, right? And had even gone to Oklahoma City, I think, and then you get called up, and this was one of your first games with your new team, right?
It was the first time that I caught Nolan in a game. I just joined the Rangers. I was up about a month before I caught him. You know, I caught him on the side, did a lot of work with him on the side, but you know, it was actually the first game. We were in Anaheim, and Mike Stanley was the other catcher, and he took a foul ball off of his throwing shoulder. And I caught the next night in Anaheim and swung the bat pretty well. I think he had a home run. And then we went to Oakland, and Mike was still a little banged up. And so I got the start that night in Oakland. And, you know, I'm glad I did because it was obviously a very special night.
So at that point, Nolan had already thrown five no-hitters, so surely it's in your mind when you're behind the plate that this could happen again. Seeing things from your perspective when you're catching him, was there a point where you realized, my gosh, this could happen here?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, he was kind of on a pitch count that night. His back had been bothering him, and when I warmed him up in the bullpen, I didn't think he'd get out of the first inning. It was one of the worst bullpens I ever saw him throw, but it was a good lesson that I learned, you know, that helped me as, you know, when I started coaching and managing, that it doesn't matter what you do in the bullpen, it's what you do out on the field. And, you know, we went out and, you know, 14 strikeouts, two walks later, he throws a no-hitter. And, you know, you get the sense and the feeling, especially when he's on the mound, and about the seventh inning, he really started to, like, sense this could happen. And, you know, a pitcher like Nolan, you know, he only got better as the game went along. And then the seventh, eighth, and ninth, he was really dominating. And, you know, it was fun, you know, obviously. But every pitch, you know, you're just hoping things, you know, work out. And it did. And but he, the way he threw the ball, it was going to be tough to get a hit off of him anyway.
Yeah, this was 1990 in Oakland, and at that time the A's were really good. Was there any close calls in the game? Do you remember any plays in particular where you thought it might have gotten broken up?
Yeah, Dave Henderson hit a ball earlier in the game that was caught. You know, Nolan thought he got it, and he was kind of pissed off or upset about it. But it was a line drive to left center, and Penny Cavalier, our left fielder, caught it. Yeah, it was kind of on the warning track. It wasn't as deep as we thought because the ball doesn't carry quite as well in Oakland at night. And then in the last inning, you know, Ricky Henderson hit a chopper to short that we knew Nolan wanted to throw him a curveball, and I knew he did. And that was one thing I was worried about was we call it a jailbreak where they, you know, they're swinging as they're running. And we got fortunate because Ricky kind of sat back and couldn't get out of the box, and Jeff Houston, our shortstop, made a charging play and threw him out at first. And that was really about the only couple that, you know, you really, it's like, wow, that could have been it. But other than that, you know, with the 14 strikeouts and the way he was throwing the ball, it was, there wasn't many other situations where you thought it may not happen. Until the last hitter, Willie Randolph, came up, and Nolan's first two pitches were really not very good. You know, I thought, oh, great, he's lost it on the last hitter, but regrouped, threw a good fastball down and away, and Ruben Sierra caught it in foul ground in Oakland. And, you know, it's just the way being a part of that, and, you know, I think he threw 13 one-hitters, and out of those, probably eight were in the last inning. They got broken up. He ended up throwing number seven at home in Texas against Toronto. And, you know, what he accomplished was, especially at his age, was phenomenal, and something, again, I'll never forget.
Clearly, you'll never forget it. This happened 33 years ago, and you're pulling all these details off the top of your head about how the game went down. Truly a memorable moment. John, thanks a lot for the memories. We appreciate it, and good luck in today's game.
All right, thank you.
That's John Russell, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who are 30-32 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by the man you just heard, John Russell. Leading off, designated hitter Taylor Trammell, batting second and playing third base, Jake Shiner. Hitting third, right fielder Cade Marlowe. Brian O'Keefe bats cleanup. He does the catching. Hitting fifth is center fielder Adam Engel. Batting sixth and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Hitting seventh, second baseman Pat Valleca. Batting eighth, the left fielder Jack Larson. And hitting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Tommy Malone. He's 3-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Reno is 35-27 on the season. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Blake Lawley. They're going to lead off with Dominic Fletcher. He's in right field. Batting second, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, center fielder Alec Thomas. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Batting fifth, second baseman Philip Evans. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Tristan English. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Ali Sanchez. Hitting eighth, shortstop Jake Hager. And batting ninth, left fielder Jorge Barroza. On the mound, Connor Pilkington, 1-1 with a 6.39 ERA. Umpires, James Jean has the plate. Crew chief Anthony Perez is at first base. And over at third, it's Reed Basner. Tacoma and Reno in the final game of the 6-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball, basketball, pickleball. Those are sports, and people love sports. If you love sports, you should know this. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Does saving have anything to do with sports? No, the people love sports, so I'm yelling sports out. Hockey, swimming, golf. Not all sports have the word ball in there, so save big when you switch to Progressive. Go, sports teams!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one in Reno. And Taylor Trammell heads up to the batter's box to get things started. Connor Pilkington on the hill for the Aces. Rainier's wearing the navy blue jerseys today with the gray pants. Reno decked out in red. Pilkington into his motion. First pitch of the game is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway here at Greater Nevada Field. Right here, saw Pilkington in the first game of the series on Tuesday. He pitched well that night. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 now. He went 5 innings on Tuesday night and allowed 2 runs. ended up getting the win. Reno won the game 12-5, pulling away in the middle innings. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Trammell. Count goes to 1-2. Trammell hitting .283 in 14 AAA games this year with four homers. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. And here comes the next pitch from the lefty. And it is taken for a called strike three, and Trammell requests a challenge. We're using the challenge system today, and we're going to a challenge on the first batter of the game. Trammell thought this breaking ball was low. We go to the automated system, and Trammell wins the challenge. It was low. So the ruling is overturned. It was not strike three, but instead it's ball two. So the count is even. Two balls, two strikes now to Trammell, who has staved off a strikeout for the moment at least. And now he taps the bat on home plate and looks out towards Pilkington. And here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a breaking ball low and away. Ball three. So full count to Trammell, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is inside, ball four. It's a leadoff walk, so the challenge really impacted that plate appearance. It went from a strikeout to a walk. And Trammell is on with no one out at the top of the first inning. Jake Shiner now the batter, hitting .290 with 17 homers, 56 runs batted in, second in the league in both homers and runs batted in. Right-hand batter. Pilkington's pitch is over for a called strike, going one the count. First pitch slider to Shiner. Pilkington was with the Cleveland Guardians last year, spent quite a bit of time in the big leagues. Now a toss to first base, and back in standing up is Trammell. Trammell being held on by Tristan English, the Reno first baseman this afternoon. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way to Shiner. Pilkington delivers, and it's a fastball call to strike. 91 on the radar gun. 0-2 down. We've got partly cloudy skies here in Reno. Cloudy enough for them to have turned the lights on here. Not sure that that's really necessary. Next pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now here comes the 1-2, and it is in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. Greater Nevada Field in Reno, high-scoring environment, although you would not have known it last night when we played a 3-2 game. But we are at high elevation, and the ball really carries here. Now the 2-2. In the dirt, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Well, Trammell just drew a leadoff walk, and now Shiner has worked a full count. Pilkington ready. Here's a move to first, and Trammell's back in standing up. On deck for Tacoma is Cade Marlowe. Now here's the 3-2 pitch from Pilkington, and it is outside, ball four. So back-to-back full count walks drawn by Trammell and Shiner to start things off here in the top of the first inning. Opportunity for the Red Bears. Cade Marlowe now the batter. Marlowe stands in, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Marlow hitting .237 with four homers and a .303 on base percentage. Oh, one pitch swing and a miss, strike two. So Marlow behind in the count, and he calls timeout and steps out for a moment. Aces infield, Evans at second base, Hager at short, and Kennedy over at third. Two on, no one out, but 0-2 to Marlow, and the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire Reed Basner on appeal. One ball, two strikes. Outfield today for the Aces, Jorge Barroza's in left. Alec Thomas in center and Dominic Fletcher in right. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Marlow fans on a slider, and that's the first out of the ball game. One away in the top of the first inning, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hitting .233 with 11 homers, 35 runs batted in. And the pitch from Pilkington is fouled back to the screen. There's strike one. Right, here's two games under .500. Every time they get within one game of .500, they lose. It happened again yesterday. Runners bluff, don't go, and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. Happened on Thursday over this past week and Saturday, where the Red Ears got within one game of .500 and ended up losing. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery is up high for a ball, 3-1. So three balls, one strike to O'Keefe. And now the pitch is swung on and lined into center field. There's a base hit. Coming around third is Trammell. He's headed home. The throw from Thomas is cut off. Trammell scores. It's an RBI single for Brian O'Keefe. And the Red Ears are on the board at the top of the first inning. It's 1-0. Shiner stops at second. O'Keefe with his 36th run batted into the season. Stroking a single into center field. That's the first hit and run of the game for the Red Ears. And there are two on with one out for Adam Engel. Engel, right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Engel playing his 11th game since joining the Red Ears. He's 13 for 39 so far, a .333 batting average. Has a six-game hitting streak coming into this one. And he takes a strike, and Engel wants to challenge it. I think this is his first time using the challenge system. And so we go to the automated ball strike system, and it was outside. The Red Ears are 2-for-2 on challenges here as that pitch gets overturned, and now it's a 2-0 count on Engel. So 2-0, and Pilkington's next pitch is on its way, and it is down in the dirt, ball three. 3-0 the count. Well, a walk would load him up. The Red Ears have Cooper Hummel on deck. Engel will be looking to do damage on a 3-0 pitch. Here it comes, and it is taken for a strike. 3-1. Now the next pitch from the lefty. And it is over for a strike. Close. Engel took a step towards first base, and then he momentarily thought about calling for a challenge, and then he ultimately decided the pitch was too close to do that. Well, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 1 out. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, foul, and that gets out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Shiner, the runner at second, and O'Keefe, the runner at first. Pilkington throwing a lot of pitches in the top of the first inning, and the Aces have bullpen action. 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. And Shiner goes to third, O'Keefe to second, Engel draws the walk. And the bases are loaded with one away. And now Cooper Hummel will bat. So there have been 3 walks here in the first 5 hitters. All 3 of them walking on full count pitches. And Pilkington's at 28 pitches. There's only 1 out and the bases are loaded. And the Aces are forced to warm up a reliever in the bullpen. I think that's Tyler Gilbert. It's what they call a laborious inning. Pitching coaches no longer want to see a pitcher throw 35 or 40 pitches in one inning. They'll get him out of there for arm health reasons. They'll do that in the minor leagues, so we'll see if Pilkington's in there much longer, if he could get out of this. Hummel stands in. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him in the foot, and that's going to force in a run. Shiner scores from third. O'Keefe takes third base. Engel to second. Hummel gets hit by the pitch to drive in a run. It's 2-0 to Kilba. And Valleca now the batter. 2 very differing takes on this first inning. The Aces are just hoping that Pilkington can get out of this inning. The Red Ears are thinking about trying to turn this into a big inning. The pitch to Valleca is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Valleca hitting .244 in 29 games with 2 homers, 18 runs batted in, .362 on base percentage. 0-1 from Pilkington, swing and a miss, strike two, and Pilkington just going to the fastball here to get ahead of Valleca, who now uses his timeout. Valleca making his 3rd start of this series. He doesn't have a hit yet on this trip to Reno. He's due. Behind in the count here, though, 0-2. Pilkington's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball, and that's the 2nd out at the top of the first inning. So Pilkington's at 32 pitches now. Jack Larson coming to the plate, and Blake Lawley, the manager, is going to make a pitching change. And he is out to the mound to get Pilkington, who only records 2 outs today. They're going to bring in Tyler Gilbert instead. 32 pitches, too many for Pilkington in this top of the first inning in the eyes of the Reno Aces. So we've got a pitching change here. 2 runs are in. The bases are loaded. We're at the top of the first inning. Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Right ears have scored two runs in the top of the first, and they have the bases loaded with two outs. New Reno pitcher Tyler Gilbert, 5-3 with a 6.94 ERA. Left versus left with Larson at the plate, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Larson hitting 290 with 22 walks in 21 games, a 482 on-base percentage. Hasn't played much recently. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Gilbert, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. Larson with a long on-base streak. He's reached base with a hit or a walk in 17 straight games. 1-1 pitch coming from Gilbert, and it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Rainiers have Brian O'Keefe at third, Adam Engel at second, and Cooper Hummel at first. 2-1 pitch to Larson, and it is over for a strike. 2-2. Pilkington went two-thirds of an inning, allowed one hit, walked three, struck out two, hit a batter with a pitch, 32 pitches. He's been charged with two runs so far. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way to Larson. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that wraps up the top of the first inning. A long top of the first, but in the end, the Red Ears get just two runs on one hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first, Tacoma 2, Reno coming to the plate.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, two runs for Tacoma in the top of the first inning. And now they take the field for the first time today in Reno. On the mound, Tommy Malone, activated from the injured list a couple hours ago. And here's his first pitch to Dominic Fletcher, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Malone last pitched May 25th, so he's been out for a little more than 2 weeks. Just had a little tightness in his shoulder. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1 to Fletcher. Fletcher, the leadoff man, hitting .329 for Reno. Three homers. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. Malone activated today, and the right ears placed right-hander Connor Wade on the seven-day injured list. It's now the 1-2 to Fletcher. is swung on and foul, tipped at the plate. Still 1-2. Malone's made two starts against Reno this year, both good ones, both wins. And has pitched 10 innings against the Aces, allowing just two runs. Those games were in Tacoma. 1-2 pitch, bounced towards second base, charged and scooped by Valleca, and he shovels the ball underhanded to Hummel at first base for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the first inning. So Fletcher bounces out to Pat Valleca. Now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy hitting 345, four homers, 475 on base percentage. And the pitch is grounded right to short. There's Mason McCoy gloving it and firing to first for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And now Alec Thomas will be the batter. Thomas hitting 337 with a homer, 25 runs batted in 20 games. With Reno, he began the year in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks suddenly have a tough roster to make. One of the top teams in the National League. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to Thomas. And Thomas is going to challenge. Well, the Red Ears were 2-for-2 challenging in the top of the first, and now Reno is challenging in the bottom of the first, and everyone watches the video board, and that was a strike, and it's a lost challenge for the Aces. So Thomas calls for a challenge on a pitch that was called a strike, loses the challenge, and Reno now with two challenges remaining. 0-1 pitch from Malone is a fastball called a strike in the exact same spot. Tommy Malone said, all right, you didn't think that was a strike? Here, I'll throw you the exact same pitch, and you're again going to not think it's a strike, but the umpire is. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Thomas. He had elevated fastball there to K, the left-hand swinger, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. Tommy Malone hasn't pitched in a couple of weeks, but it's like he didn't miss a beat to easily getting through the bottom of the first. We go to the second. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
2-0 Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play. Mason McCoy leading things off for the Red Ears against the left-hander Tyler Gilbert, who had to come in from the bullpen to get the final out in the first. And the lefty's pitch to McCoy is swung on and fouled back, and that is strike one. 0-1 the count to McCoy, hitting 253 with six homers on the year. Having a fun series in Reno, 6-for-12 his last three games. 0-1 pitch to McCoy, grounded up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for McCoy to start the second inning. And he is on. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He walked and scored in the first. Had fun talking to John Russell for the pregame show about the time he caught Nolan Ryan's no-hitter the sixth one that the Express pitched June 11th, 1990. Texas Rangers at Oakland A's. Sears went outside for a ball to Trammell. And it was Russell's first time ever catching Nolan Ryan, as he described. In fact, he had just recently joined the Rangers organization mid-season. So now the pitch is in there for a called strike. And Russell had already been to the big leagues quite a bit, but when the Rangers acquired him, they had sent him to AAA Oklahoma City for a little bit first and then called him up when they needed him. Here's a toss to first and McCoy back in. And then he explained how an injury had him starting games. And there he was catching Nolan Ryan. And he remembered all those details from that game just from the top of his head. He didn't have any notes or didn't look at the box score or anything. So the runner goes, fouled away by Trammell, 1-2. Just has a vivid recollection of a famous game 33 years ago. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. Trammell using his timeout, stepping out for a moment. This pitcher, Tyler Gilbert, has a similar story. He pitched a no-hitter in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks as a rookie. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip at the plate. And the count remains 1-2. It was his first major league start for Gilbert. He had been up as a reliever for a couple of outings, as here's a foul back. And then he got his first big league start August 14th of 2021. And he pitched it against the San Diego Padres. Here's his 1-2 to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. Gilbert with a strikeout. And I'm sure Gilbert remembers everything about his no-hitter. And Arizona was a last-place team when he got called up, and the Padres were loaded, and he no-hit them. That was the year of the no-hitter, 2021, when there were eight no-hitters in the big leagues. Pitch to Shiner, yanked foul, third base side. Hasn't been a no-hitter this year yet, right? Don't think so. Kyle Hendricks came close yesterday, broken up with two outs in the eighth inning by Mitch Haniger, now with the Giants. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Shiner. There goes the runner. The pitch is up high. Throw down to second base. Close. He's safe at second base. McCoy has his 17th steal of the year without being caught. For a moment there, I thought that was going to be the first time he was caught this year. But no, he got in there ahead of the tag from Phillip Evans. And McCoy, 17 for 17, stealing bases. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. 2-1 to Shiner. Now, here's the 2-1, and it's swung on and pulled in the hole between short and third and threw into left field for a base hit, and up with it quickly is Barossa, and McCoy has to hold at third. It's a single for Shiner, and the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with one out at the top of the second inning. So Shiner has a base hit, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Gilbert ready. Here's his pitch to Marlowe, and it's outside for a ball. Marlowe struck out against Pilkington in the first. Gilbert in there now. Diamondbacks, his third organization. He was drafted out of USC by the Phillies in 2015. 1-0 pitch fouled away. He got traded to the Dodgers in spring training of 2020. And then after that season, picked up by the Diamondbacks in the Rule 5 draft in 2020, minor league version. 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air to center field. This should get a run in. Back is Thomas. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is McCoy, and he will score as the throw comes into second base. And the Raiders lead 3-0. A sacrifice fly for Cade Marlowe to drive in the run. So 3-0 Rainiers in the top of the second inning, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe singled to drive in a run in the first inning. And the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1, called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch from the lefty is up high for a ball. 1-2 now. Gilbert with his next pitch, and it swung on and lined the other way, and there's a base hit for O'Keefe. Shiner goes to second and stops there. Brian O'Keefe with his second hit of the game. Couple of line drive singles for the Tacoma catcher, and the inning continues. Two on, two out for Adam Engel. Engel walked in the first, his only plate appearance so far. Gilbert is ready, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that's strike one. Gilbert this year for Reno has worked as a long reliever and spot starter. He came into this game with two outs in the first inning, and he could be in here for three or four innings. 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to right, and going back on the ball is Fletcher. Still going back. It's over his head, and it just does clear the top of the fence for a three-run home run to right field. Adam Engel with his second home run as a member of the Raiders, and that really opens things up here at the top of the second inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno nothing. Engel with a liner to right field that had just enough carry on it to clear the top of the fence and land in the Aces bullpen for a three-run homer. Now Cooper Hummel, the batter, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, fouled out of play. And the count to even, 1-1. Now a bouncer foul. O2 pitch, Bouncer foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. And there's a called strike three, and Hummel asks for a challenge. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system. And that was definitely a strike, and Hummel is out, and the Red Ears have lost their first challenge of the ball game. That was not a, aside from being right or wrong, that was not a good strategic moment for a challenge with two outs and no one on base in the second inning. Still, the Red Ears have a big frame. They score four runs in the top of the second inning, and they do it with four hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Red Ears up 6-0, and Tommy Malone's first pitch to Kyle Lewis is inside for a ball, 1-0. Malone into his motion now, the 1-0. Up high for ball two. Malone needed just 9 pitches in the first inning. Lewis now with the Diamondbacks and technically on their injured list right now as he swings and misses at a pitch. Count goes to 2-1. This is a rehab assignment for Lewis with Reno, a rehab assignment that's got to be ending any day now. 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes even 2-2. Lewis had the game-winning hit in the 8th inning last night. A single up the middle off Darren McCacken. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. And it is still 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes to Lewis. And the pitch is fouled away. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 swung on, fouled back. Count remains even. Two-two pitch. Fouled off. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. And this one is lined over the leaping third baseman Shiner and into left field. That's a hit for Lewis. He will take the turn at first and stop there with a leadoff single. First base runner of the game for the Aces, and now Phillip Evans is the batter. Evans, right hand hitting second baseman. Leakes top hitter, and Malone's pitch is hit in the air to right, and it's off the end of the bat. Marlowe is under it, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Evans flies out to right field, and now Tristan English will be the batter. English, right hand hitting first baseman, batting 326 with five homers. Here's the pitch. It's down and in for a ball, 1-0 to English. Malone now ready. Here's his 1-0, and it's down low. Two balls, no strikes. ...2-0 pitch to English. Swung on and yanked down the left field line. It is a foul ball, according to the umpire. The fans don't like it. It was very close down the left field line, but the umpire, James Jean, waved it foul. That was close. So simply a strike. Next pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. That's strike two. So an even count to English, two balls, two strikes. That foul tip got a piece of Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. English chased a bad ball in the dirt. A changeup that bounced up to the plate, and that is the second out. Malone with his second strikeout of the game. Had him fooled. And now Ali Sanchez is the batter. Sanchez last played on Thursday. Had three hits with a homer and two runs batted in that game for Reno. Hitting 302 with four homers on the year. And Malone's pitch is in there for a called strike. With the rehabbing Carson Kelly with Reno right now, the Aces have four catchers on their roster. 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to center. This is deep. Back on the ball is Engel at the track, and it is gone. A two-run homer to straightaway center field for Ali Sanchez, and it's a 6-2 ball game. Sanchez blasts a fastball out of here to straightaway center. His fifth of the year, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. Now O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Malone for a moment.
Can
So, conference ending now. Jake Hager, the number eight hitter for Reno, comes to the plate batting 258. Three homers. Hager has played in three games in this series. And he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. That includes the game where he pitched the ninth inning in a Rainiers blowout win. Hager worked a scoreless inning. 1-0 from Malone. Inside for a ball. 2-0. Pitch. Low ball three. So 3-0 the count. Malone with the pitch. And there's a called strike, 3-1. Pitch misses low ball four. Two out walk. Hager heads down to first base. And now Jorge Barrosa is the batter. Barrosa, switch hitter, bats right against Malone. Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, is going to go to the mound and talk to Malone for a moment. Now remember, Malone is on a short pitch count today. And there's no one up in the Red Ears bullpen yet, but it looks like that is changing as we speak. And yes, it is. A right-hander is starting to throw. So Malone not going to be in there for too long today. He's at 31 pitches right now. And this conference is really just buying time. For, I believe that's Ryder Ryan warming up in the pen right now. Right here's have everyone available in the bullpen today because of McCacken's complete game yesterday. And off day tomorrow. Well, we're ready to resume play now. Malone with the pitch to Jorge Barrosa, and it is swung out and fouled away. Also, Tacoma is going to be activating Jose Rodriguez from the injured list this coming week at home, and he's going to rejoin the starting rotation. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-0. John Russell was excited about the possibility of maybe playing an entire series this coming week at home without using a bullpen day. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. There's strike two. Malone ahead of the count. A ball and two strikes. Runner at first with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch from Malone is tapped up the middle of grounder. McCoy scoops it up, throws to first, and it's not in time. The ball gets loose to pass to Hummel, and advancing to third is Hager. And runners are at the quarters now with two outs. And Dominic Fletcher coming to the plate. Slow grounder. McCoy had to range far to his left and field it behind the second base bag. He tried to make the throw to first, had to rush the throw. It got past Hummel. The ball was loose in foul territory, and Hager took an extra base as a result. And I believe that'll be scored an infield single and an error on the throw by McCoy. But we'll wait for the official ruling. Here's the pitch to Fletcher, and it is hit in the air to left center. This is playable. Engel and Larson are there, and Engel makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Reno settles for two runs in the second inning on three hits. There was one error and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 2. And the right here sending Pat Valleca, Jack Larson, and Mason McCoy to the plate here at the top of the third inning. Against the lefty, Tyler Gilbert. And the first pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Gilbert now with the next pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off. And the count's even, 1-1. Well, last night when the game finally started at 9 o'clock after the long rain delay, it really flew by and ended up playing 8 innings, and it took less than 2 hours, an hour 57. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Valleca. Today, for the series finale, it's taken us nearly an hour to play 2 innings. Very different. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on and fouled back. And it is still 1-2. One-two pitch is a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three. Valleca has struck out, and Gilbert with his fourth strikeout in an inning and two-thirds of work. And now Jack Larson will be the batter. He's 0-1 with a strikeout so far. And the pitch, taken up high for a ball. Next pitch, fastball called a strike. Got the count here at 0-2. And the next pitch is swung on. It bounced towards first. Fair ball fielded by English, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy singled and scored last inning. He's one for one today. And the pitch from Gilbert is a breaking ball up high. Time called, and McCoy steps out for a moment. McCoy stepped out and removed his elbow guard from his left elbow and threw it back towards the dugout. And now he continues the at-bat, and he pops up the next pitch on the infield. And any one of a couple of players could catch this one. It's going to be Phillip Evans who makes the catch for the final out in the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order. We head to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Right here's up 6-2 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. New pitcher for the Right Ears, Ryder Ryan, in from the bullpen. Well, we were told that it was going to be a short outing for Tommy Malone, and that certainly proved to be the case. Two innings, and Malone allowed three hits and two runs. They were earned. Walked one, struck out two. So Ryder in from the pen, Ryder Ryan, and this is his 18th appearance. 2-2 with a 4.43 ERA. And his first pitch is grounded to short by Kennedy, and it's booted by Mason McCoy. And that is McCoy's second error of this game. He had only three errors all season prior to today, and now he's got two here early in this contest. So unusual to see him misplay a ball at shortstop, but just happened. So the leadoff man is aboard at the bottom of the third inning. And now the batter is Alec Thomas, who Malone struck out on three pitches in the first inning. Ryan's pitch is swung on and hit foul down the left field line, and that's out of play. Now Ryan ready, and the 0-1 pitch is a fastball inside for a ball. 1-1. Been talking a lot about Nolan Ryan today. Ryder Ryan, not related. Right, here's a challenge this last pitch, by the way, and they win the challenge, it appears. Yes, they did. It was a strike. O'Keefe gets the call swung around in favor of his pitcher, and it's an 0-2 count now on Thomas. And Ryan's pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. I bet when Ryder Ryan pitched for Round Rock, there were probably quite a few people wondering if he was related to Nolan Ryan, who is one of the guys who started the Round Rock franchise. Here's a swing and a foul back. And he had two sons who ran that organization for years. And there's actually a Nolan Ryan grandson working on their front office staff now. Ryder Ryan pitched there for 2 years. Not related, though. Here's one down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two to Thomas. And the pitch swung on and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Now this pitch is down low. Count goes full, 3-2. Runner at first base, no one out at the bottom of the third. 3-2 pitch with a runner going is down and in, ball four, and Thomas walks. Kennedy takes second, and there are two on with nobody out, and Kyle Lewis coming to the plate. Lewis on the Diamondbacks injured list with an undisclosed illness. Rehabbing with Reno, and the pitch is a slider for a called strike. It's 0-1. So no balls, one strike. Next pitch coming. And that's inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike two. So the 1-2 from Ryan. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Lewis, and there's the first out at the bottom of the third inning. Ryder Ryan gets the strikeout. That'll bring Phillip Evans to the plate. Evans flied out to right field his first time up. He's 0-1 today. And the pitch is taken for, well, that was a ball inside, 1-0. Next pitch, line towards center, but directly at Adam Engel, who's there to squeeze it for the out. Tagging at second and going to third is Kennedy. The throw comes in, and it's not in time. Kennedy advances to third on the fly out to Engel in center. So runners are at the corners now with two outs. And Tristan English will be the hitter. English struck out earlier. He's 0-1. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is grounded weakly to the right side. Valleca picks it up, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. First two men reached in the third, but Ryder Ryan able to escape without any run scoring. No runs on a hit. There was an error, and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 2. New pitcher for Reno, Peter Solomon, in from the bullpen in relief of Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert went 2 1/3 innings and allowed 4 hits and 4 runs. They were all earned. He did not walk anybody. He struck out 4. So Solomon in to face the top of the right ears lineup, and Taylor Trammell on the first pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch coming from the righty, and it's a breaking ball down in the dirt. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch from Solomon is swung on. It bounced on 2 hops to second base, fielded by Philip Evans, and he throws out Trammell at first. One away, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Solomon's appearing in his ninth game for Reno, 0-2 with a 15.26 ERA. He's a multiple inning reliever. Now the pitch, swing and a miss there, strike one. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Solomon quickly gets ahead of Shiner. Shiner's reached twice today with a single and a walk, has scored 2 runs. Now a swing and a foul out of play behind home plate. And it's still no balls, 2 strikes to Shiner. Next pitch down in the dirt for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One-two pitch, swung out and fouled back. Shiner hanging in there. Now again, the 2-strike pitch, curveball called strike 3, and Shiner is the second out here at the top of the fourth inning. Got him looking, and 2 men are out for Cade Marlowe. Marlowe's 0-for-1 with a sac fly and an RBI. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch swung on, and this is hit in the air to center. Going back on it is Thomas, and he reaches out and makes the catch at the edge of the warning track for the final out in the top of the fourth. And the Red Deers go 3-up, 3-down in the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Reno. It's Tecoma 6, Aces 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Tecoma 6, Reno 2. Ali Sanchez, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barrosa to bat here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Sanchez hit the two-run homer in the second for Reno's lone run so far. Ryder Ryan on the mound, and here's his pitch, and it's taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's games. Here's the 1-0 to Sanchez, and it's low for a ball. First place, Oklahoma City beat El Paso 4-1. Oklahoma City running away with the first half title, or so it appears. Now with a 9-game lead with 13 to go going into today's action. So here's a pitch inside. 2-0 to Sanchez. Correction, 3-0 to Sanchez. Now Ryan with his 3-0 pitch. And this bounces up to the plate, ball 4, a leadoff walk in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sanchez heads down to first base, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. Oklahoma City's winning all the time despite a crazy number of roster moves. They've already hit 100 transactions on the year, and they signed a real veteran who started yesterday, left-hander Mike Montgomery, a former Rainier and Mariner, who is now 33 years old. So here's a breaking ball in there for a strike to Hager. And Montgomery last pitched in the majors in 2020 for the Royals. He was with Tecoma back in 2015. Dodgers just signed him to a Triple-A deal. He had not been pitching this year. Here's a pitch in for a strike. And he goes out there in El Paso yesterday in his season debut and allows one run in three innings. And Dodgers win the game, and it's been that kind of season for Oklahoma City so far. 0-2 pitch. Low and away for a ball. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Ryan with the pitch. Slider called, strike three, and down goes Hager for the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Ryan gets the strikeout. Now Jorge Barroza will be the batter. He reached on an infield single his first time up, one for one. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Salt Lake beat Round Rock last night in Salt Lake City 2-1. The Bees bullpen tossing 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Michael Stefanik and David Fletcher each had 3 hits. Swing and a miss and a slider, strike 2 to Barroza. Round Rock and Reno tied in second place, 9 games behind Oklahoma City. The Dodgers could clinch the first half title this coming week. 0-2 pitch, bounced foul, first base side. Sugarland beat Albuquerque 9-3, getting homers by Shea Whitcomb, J.J. Matijevic, and Quincy Hamilton. Albuquerque's falling into last place. His next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Barroza for the second out here at the bottom of the fourth. The Isotopes are coming to Cheney Stadium. We'll see them on Tuesday morning at 11:35 a.m. They've lost 4 in a row and 8 of their last 10 going into today's series finale against Sugarland. They're at home in Albuquerque, so they'll be flying up from the land of enchantment tomorrow on the off day. Well, John Russell's going to pull Ryan and go to a lefty here with a couple lefties due up here shortly. So we've got a break for a pitching change. 2 outs, bottom of the fourth. It's Tecoma 6, Reno 2.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here's up 6-2 on Reno in the bottom of the fourth. 2 outs, runner at first base for the Aces. Right here's bring in left-hander Eric Stout to face Dominic Fletcher. And the first pitch to Fletcher is outside for a ball, 1-0. Left versus left matchup here with Stout facing Fletcher. This is Stout's 15th appearance, 1-0 with a 5.91 ERA. And his next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. So first two pitches missed. Stout in relief of Ryder Ryan, who went 1 2/3 without allowing a hit or a run, but he is responsible for the runner at first base. 2-0 pitch fouled off. Count goes to 2-1. Ryan walked 2 and struck out 3. So 2 balls, 1 strike to Dominic Fletcher. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Stout brings the count even. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Stout's ready. Here's his pitch. And it swung on and fouled out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the next offering coming from Stout. Breaking ball outside, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Another game yesterday to wrap this up. Vegas beat Sacramento 11-6 with a four-run sixth inning and a five-run seventh inning. Tyler Soderstrom had two hits, including his 14th homer for Vegas. Connor Capel, two hits, three runs batted in. 3-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Fletcher is rung up, and then he immediately challenges. So Reno calls for a challenge. The Rainiers players are walking off the field, but they've got to watch the system, and they won the challenge. The pitch was high, and the Rainiers players have to head back to their position. So Fletcher draws a walk. And Reno wins its first challenge today. Yesterday, they went 0-for-3 on challenges and were done by the fourth inning. It was the weakest display of utilizing the ball strike challenge system that we have seen yet last night. And it looked like they might be on a path to a similar result tonight, but they get one right. Well, now two on, two out for Buddy Kennedy, and the pitch is inside for a ball 1-0. Out now ready, and the pitch is swung on and lined into left center. That's going to be a base hit, and it's going to roll for a while. Scoring from second is Sanchez. Fletcher's around third. He's headed home, and he's going to score. It's a two-run double for Buddy Kennedy, and it's now Tacoma 6, Reno 4. So the challenge turns over the call from a strikeout to a walk, and the next batter hits a two-run double. And people say they like the challenge system. All right, Alec Thomas now the batter. And the pitch from Stout is grounded up the middle, and McCoy fields it, and he tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Reno draws closer. A couple of runs for the Aces here in the bottom of the fourth on just one hit. There were no Tacoma errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 4. And Peter Solomon begins his second inning of work for the Aces. He retired the side in order in the fourth. And he'll face Brian O'Keefe to start things off. O'Keefe is 2-for-2 with a pair of line drive singles, and he goes after the first pitch and fouls it out of play down the right field line. And that is strike one. Next pitch is waved at and missed, strike two. So no balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is lined up the middle and caught by Solomon. And O'Keefe can't believe it. That was a rocket through the center of the diamond right into the glove of the pitcher, Peter Solomon. Wow. So one out in the top of the fifth. And now the pitch to Adam Engel, and it's in there for a called strike. Engel hit the three-run homer in the second inning that at the time gave the Red Deers a 6-0 lead. It's now 6-4. So here's a swing and a miss by Engel. I don't think 6 runs is going to win this one. I think the winning team is going to have and need more than 6 today. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And this is looped out into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit close to the line. Engel's trying to stretch it over to get the ball as Fletcher. Engel slides into second base safely with a one-out double. So Adam Engel with a double to right field. And the Rainiers have a man on with one out at the top of the fifth inning. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel, the switch hitter, is going to turn around and bat left-handed for his first time today. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out looking so far. Now the pitch is a breaking ball that is high, ball one. And Reno is challenging that call of a ball on this high curve, and they lose the challenge. It was indeed up high, and so the Aces have their second incorrect challenge, and only one left for them. Now the pitch is down low to Hummel. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0 pitch, high and away, ball three. So 3-0 now. And there goes the runner to third. Pitch is ball four, throw to third, and they got Adam. Oh, they called him safe at third. The ball was dropped by Kennedy. They had him. He was going to be out. And Kennedy didn't hang on to the ball. So Engel is safe, and the pitch was ball four, so Hummel walked, and runners are at the corners. Engel will get credited with a steal. Wow, they had him. And Kennedy did not control the throw cleanly. Runners at first and third with one out, and the pitch to Valleca is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 down in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Rainiers with a chance to add on to the lead here. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Valleca calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the next pitch, grounded right to short. This could be two. Hager to Evans for one. On to first for two. A double play. And that ends the inning. Grounder right to the shortstop. And the Raiders miss an opportunity to score in the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tecoba 6, Reno 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tecoma leading in Reno. It is 6-4. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. Nolan Blackwood takes over. Stout went a third of an inning, allowed one hit and one run. Was earned. He walked one, no strikeouts. Blackwood's first pitch to Kyle Lewis is up and in for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Now the pitch hit in the air to right field. Back is Marlowe at the track. He makes the catch on the move along the warning track right in front of the Red Ears bullpen in deep right field, and there's the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans 0-2 with a fly out and a line out. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 is a little outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. 6-4 Rainiers in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is bounced foul. 1-2 still. So a ball and two strikes. And the pitch swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Angle and Marlowe moving over. Marlowe has it, and he makes the catch for out number two. So two down at the bottom of the fifth inning, and now Tristan English is the hitter. English right-hand batter has struck out and grounded out so far, and he takes down low for a ball. Next pitch swung on and popped up high in the air to straightaway center, and there's Engel waiting underneath it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, and Nolan Blackwood gets three flyouts in a row in Reno to wrap up the bottom of the fifth inning. So we head to the sixth with the score, Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the sixth inning here in Reno with the score Tacoma 6, Reno 4. And the Red Ears will send Jack Larson, Mason McCoy, and Taylor Trammell to the plate at the top of the sixth inning. Peter Solomon's been in there for two scoreless for Reno. Here's his pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. As we move towards the latter portion of this game, it's important to note, it's now the 1-0 to Larson is in there for a strike, that Reno used its two best relief pitchers last night. Luis Frias tossed two innings, and Justin Martinez one. Now, they have other guys who throw really hard in the pen, but they have not been as effective as those two who pitched last night. Larson just fouled one off. 1-2 the count. And the next pitch is taken down low for a ball. Now a swing and a shot up the middle and throw into center field. A base hit for Larson, and he is aboard with a leadoff single in the sixth. Seventh hit for the Red Ears today. Larson extends his streak. He has now reached base in 18 consecutive games for Tacoma. Here's the pitch now to McCoy, and it's in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. Time called, and McCoy steps out for a moment. 1-0 the count. The pitch up and in, ball two. Hey, the A's did it. They beat Milwaukee today and swept the Brewers in Milwaukee. How about that? Their fifth win in a row. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike now. 2-1 to McCoy. Oakland now 17-50. Well, that last pitch was challenged by McCoy, and he wins the challenge. The pitch was inside, so instead of a strike, it's a ball. The Red Ears are 4-for-5 in challenges today. And the count's now 3-0 to McCoy. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Now a fastball called a strike and the count's full, 3-2. Three-two pitch, swung on, fouled away. Larson was on the move on the full count pitch. Now McCoy resets in the batter's box. The runner goes, the pitch is fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. Solomon with his payoff pitch. Nope, a turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Larson. Here comes the 3-2 again, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Larson on the move, throw down to second base. They got him, a strikeout, throw him out, double play. And the base runner is erased as McCoy strikes out, and Larson is caught stealing. 2-4 if you're keeping score. And now the Red Ears have two outs, and the bases are empty. John Russell is going to discuss this call with Reed Bassner, the umpire who made the call. So they're in a brief conversation out there, but not a lengthy affair, as Russell's already on his way back into the dugout now. So two outs, no one on for Taylor Trammell, who's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. And a swing and a foul tip. So 0-1 the count to Trammell. Now the pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air down the left field line, not deep. Barossa has to range over, and the left fielder makes the catch in fair territory for the final out in the top of the sixth. The Red Ears rally disappears because of a double play for the second straight inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tecoma 6, Reno 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
6-4, Tacoma leading Reno. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nolan Blackwood on the mound. He'll face Ali Sanchez leading things off. First pitch is outside for a ball. Blackwood pitched a 3-up, 3-down fifth inning. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Next delivery, down and in, ball three, and Blackwood has fallen behind to the count, 3-0. Now this one misses, ball four. Four pitch walk to start the inning. Sanchez heads down to first base, and Reno has the tying run in the batter's box. So now, Jake Hager is the hitter. Hager, right-hand batter, has walked and struck out today. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch from Blackwood is taken for a called strike. Next pitch from Blackwood is swung on, hit in the air to center field. This is playable. Engel moves towards right center several steps, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Jorge Barrosa will now be the batter. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is in for a strike. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-2 the count to Barrosa. Got a 10-game winner in the big leagues, Shane McClanahan, first pitcher to win his 10th as Tampa Bay beat the Texas Rangers today 7-3. Now the 0-2 pitch from Blackwood is swung on, grounded up the middle, and it's fielded by McCoy. He goes to second for one, throws to first, and it's not in time. Barrosa runs well, and he avoided being doubled up. McCoy took it himself to the second base bag to force out Sanchez for out number two in the bottom of the sixth. Now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. And he's going to face a new pitcher as John Russell's out to the mound, and he's going to bring in a fresh arm to face the top of the order here. Blackwood's done after an inning and two-thirds. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. With two down in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We're in the bottom of the sixth. The new pitcher for the Red Ears, Blake Wyman, working on Dominic Fletcher with a runner at first and two outs. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Late break in for Engel. Back goes Valleca. Valleca has it all the way, and the second baseman makes the catch, and the inning is over. One pitch, and Wyman closes out the frame by getting Dominic Fletcher to pop up to the second baseman in shallow center field. So Reno does not score the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tecoma 6, Reno 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the seventh inning here in Reno. Rainiers leading 6-4. And they bring in a new pitcher to work the top of the fifth. Right-hander Tyler Ferguson is in from the pen in relief of Peter Solomon, who gave him three good innings of long relief today. And the first pitch from Ferguson to Shiner is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Solomon, three shutout innings of two-hit ball, walked one, struck out two. He'd been having a rough season. He needed that. Now the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. And Shiner challenged that pitch. Shiner doesn't usually get into this stuff, but he's calling for a challenge here, and he lost. He caught the bottom of the zone. Second miss for the Rainiers. Rainiers are 4-for-6 in their challenges. Each team with two misses now, so have to be a little more careful selecting when to use a challenge now. 0-2 the count to Shiner. And Ferguson's pitch is a check swing. He went around, strike three, got him with a 95-mile-per-hour heater, and one man is out in the seventh. Ferguson's in his 22nd game, 1-1 with a 7.85 ERA for Reno, averaging a walk an inning. That's where the trouble has come from for him. Now here's a swing and a fly to left field. Back is Barossa, and on the warning track he has room, and he makes the catch. Marlowe retired on one pitch. Two away in the top of the seventh. Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. O'Keefe's 2-for-3 with two singles and was robbed by the pitcher his last time up on a rocket through the box that was caught by Solomon. There's a pitch in for a strike, 0-1. One pitch, fouled out of play. And the count's 0-2. Time called by the pitcher. Just a step off by Ferguson. 1-2, the count to O'Keefe. And here's the pitch, and it swung on and popped up foul behind home plate, and this is going to land in the seats out of play. Still 1-2. So 1-2 now. And the pitch is swung on and popped up behind home again. And back is Sanchez at the netting, but this is out of play. And it is still 1-2. So 1-2 to O'Keefe. Engel on deck. And the pitch swung on and fouled off. O'Keefe hanging in there, fouling off pitches. Rainier's had a 6-0 lead in the second inning. It's 6-4, and we're now in the seventh. Next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. So 2-2 now. And the pitch is foul tipped at the plate. O'Keefe continues to hang in there. He goes for a little walk around the batter's box and now resets. Here's the 2-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Rainiers go in order. We hit the seventh inning stretch. Still Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is leading 6-4. Blake Wyman threw one pitch and got the final out in the sixth inning, and he stays in the game. He'll face Buddy Kennedy and Alec Thomas. Kyle Lewis hits third after them, but the Red Ears are warming up a right-hander. First pitch in there for a strike to Kennedy. 0-1 the count. Kennedy's 1-for-3, had a two-run double back in the fourth inning. Next pitch is called a strike, 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way to Kennedy, and it's lined softly into right field, a base hit beyond the diving attempt by Pat Valleca, and Kennedy with a two-strike single to right. And that starts off the bottom of the seventh for Reno, and now they have the tying run at the plate. Alec Thomas is the batter. Thomas 0-for-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch grounded to first, fielded nicely by Hummel, goes to McCoy for one, back to first, not in time. Safe at first base is Thomas, who runs well. He avoids being doubled up. Rainiers get the force out at second base on Kennedy, and it was a bang-bang play at first. The first base umpire, Anthony Perez, called Thomas safe. And now John Russell's on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the pitching change here and bring in the right-hander, because five straight right-handed hitters are coming up for the Aces. Well, so far, no call to the bullpen. Oh, here we go. All right. We do have a right-hander coming in from the pen. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the score, Tecoma 6, Reno 4 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. The new pitcher is Steven Kolek. His first pitch to Kyle Lewis is fouled away. There's strike one. Red Ears lead 6-4. There's a runner at first with one out. Kolek is the sixth Tecoma pitcher to be used in this game. And he's facing Kyle Lewis with a runner at first base and one out. So Lewis, a dangerous hitter, representing the tying run, to say the least. And here's a move to first, and diving in safely is Thomas. Only one out here with a runner at first. Lewis up now, Phillip Evans on deck. And Kolek is ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip, and the count goes to 0-2. This is Kolek's 12th appearance in AAA this year. He's 1-2 with a 13.20 ERA. He began the year at AA Arkansas, where he was throwing very well and got promoted. The pitch is grounded into right field, base hit. Thomas will go all the way to third. Single for Lewis. Runners at first and third for Evans. So a couple of men on with one out, and Evans 0-for-3 in this game. Kolek's pitch is taken for a strike. Lewis able to ground a single into right field. Well, that pitch was challenged by Evans. So we go to the automated ball strike system, and Evans was correct. The pitch was inside. So it's ball one to Evans, 1-0 the count. Reiner's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. The pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes to Evans. Reiner's up by two. They've led since the top of the first inning today. But Reno threatening. And here's a wild pitch to the backstop. Late break home by Thomas, but he's going to score anyway. And taking second is Lewis. It's a one-run ball game, 6-5, and the tying runner is in scoring position at second base with only one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And the count's now 3 balls, no strikes on Evans. Now the pitch from Kolek is up and in, ball four, a four-pitch walk, and Evans heads down to first base. So two on with one out for Tristan English. English 0-for-3 today with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Now the next delivery in there for a called strike. 0-2, and Kolek's ahead in the count now. He could really use a strikeout. Now the 0-2 pitch hit in the air to right field. Marlowe on the move. He can't get it. It drops in tight to the line. A base hit. Coming around third and scoring the tying run is Lewis. Ending up at third is Evans. And checking in at second base with a game-tying RBI double is Tristan English. And it is 6-6 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, we knew 6 runs wasn't going to be enough to win today, and that has come true. And now the Red Deers need to try to find a way to get out of this without any more damage. They have to bring the infield in with runners at second and third and one out. Ali Sanchez coming to the plate. Sanchez is homered, and he has twice walked in this game, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch, swung out and fouled back. There's strike two again. So Kolek ahead of the count again. There have been 2 hits on 0-2 pitches in this inning. Now the 0-2 from Kolek, swing and a foul back, and Sanchez stays alive. Still no balls, two strikes. Now he steps out for a moment, Sanchez does, and uses his timeout. Sanchez back in there. Infield in all the way around. Evans the runner at third. English at second with one out. And Kolek's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him for the second out of the inning. Big out right there. And now the infielders can back up to their normal depth. Jake Hager comes to the plate. Hager 0 for 2 with a walk today. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Just pumped that first pitch in there. Now Kolek ready. 0-1 pitch to Hager. Called a strike on the outside edge. 0-2 now. Now here comes the 0-2 from Kolek, and it is swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Rainiers have Engel, Hummel, and Valleca due up in the top of the eighth. No balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Tie game in the seventh. And the pitch swung on, grounded towards short, slowly hit, charged by McCoy. He has it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Hager grounds to short, but that ends the inning after the Aces had tied it up. Two runs in the frame on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning, all even here in Reno. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 6.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool...
Yeah, one more time.
...is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. Tie game now in Reno, 6-6. Adam Engel to lead things off. New pitcher in, Carlos Vargas from the bullpen. And he's ready to face Adam Engel. And the first pitch is bounced slowly to short. Charged bare hand pickup by Hager. His throw to first. Too late. Engel legs it out. An infield single. And the Red Deers get the leadoff man aboard at the top of the eighth inning. Adam Engel, first pitch swinging. Legs out an infield single. And now Cooper Hummel will bat. He is 0 for 1 with a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch swung on, bounced towards second, fielded by Evans. He feeds the shortstop for one, relay to first, in time for two. They double up Hummel. Hummel thought he was safe at first base, and he's jawing about it. And now John Russell is jogging out to talk to the first base umpire, Anthony Perez, as he thought that the right air's batter, Hummel, had avoided the double play and was safe there at first. And they are having a brief conversation over there as first base coach Ty Kelly stands by. Well, two outs, no one on for Pat Valleca as Russell heads back into the dugout. Now the pitch from Vargas is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, inside for a ball. Next pitch, grounded right to the shortstop. Hager fields it, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Right ears do not score in the eighth. They haven't scored since the second inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Reno. It's Tacoma 6, Aces 6.
I'm James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Blue Ranch Wear. This is your true, unfiltered Western brand. There's a beauty in the simplicity of the product to be able to move but still have that classic Western sensibility. Rigid out of the box, you put on your back and it just wears with you. Year after year of wearing the product, so it just becomes yours. Blue Ranch Wear, only at Boot Barn.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied up 6-6. Jorge Barrosa, Dominic Fletcher, and Buddy Kennedy to bat this inning. Steven Kolek on the hill. First pitch to Barrosa is taken up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tie game in the eighth. Reno won a close one last night, 3-2 in extras. Here's a pitch that misses ball two. Maybe the Rainiers can salvage the series by winning a close one today. Next pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. And this pitch misses ball three. Well, the last thing Kolek. Well, correction, they've got the count as 2-2. Oh, I think the scoreboard is wrong. Anyway, we're never going to find out because here's a fly ball to center. And Engel is under it, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Barrosa flies out to center field. So one down. Top of the order coming up now. Now the pitch, swing and a foul back. Ball and one, the count. Kolek into his motion. Here's the 0-1, and it's a swing and a foul back. 0-2 now. Kolek's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on three pitches. Down goes Fletcher, and Kolek has retired four straight batters going back to last inning. Two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. And the pitch to Kennedy misses for a ball, 1-0. Now Kolek's next pitch, low and away. In the top of the ninth, the Red Air scheduled hitters are Jack Larson, Mason McCoy, and Taylor Trammell. Shiner due up fourth in the inning. Next pitch is a called strike with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. Now here's a little bouncer to second. That's fielded by Valleca. Toss to first in time to get Kennedy. Wrapping up the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. Kolek retires the side in order. And the Rainiers are now going to attempt to rally in the ninth. We head there with the score. Tecoma 6, Reno 6.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the ninth, all tied up 6-6. New pitcher is Tyler Zuber for Reno, and his first pitch to Jack Larson is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Zuber ready to go again. Next pitch lined into right field. On the move is Fletcher. He's got to play it out of bounds, and Larson has his second hit of this game, a single to right, and that gets the Red Ears started to the top of the ninth inning. See if they could stay out of a double play this time. Mason McCoy now coming to the plate. Right here's a hit or run into a double play in three of the last four innings. Zuber, by the way, in his 11th appearance for Reno, no record, 5.27 ERA. He's their sixth pitcher of this game. Carlos Vargas worked one scoreless inning, allowing a hit. Pitch to McCoy is in there for a called strike, 0-1. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Kennedy was playing up at third like McCoy might bunt, but don't think the Rainiers are going to play for one run on the road in Reno. 0-1 the count to McCoy. Kennedy is backed up a few steps, but still even with the bag. And the pitch to McCoy is a breaking ball inside, and that evens up the count 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the next pitch from Zuber is outside for a ball. Snap throw to first by Sanchez, and diving back in safely is Larson. Close play over there, and also a risky one for Reno. Sanchez threw a one-hopper to first, and English had to dig it out of the dirt and then apply the tag. That ball skips down the right field line. That's a big problem for the Aces. In the end, though, no change. Runner at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch to McCoy. No, a move to first, and Larson's back in safely. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Tacoma. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Reno. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up to shallow center. Coming in on it is Thomas, the center fielder, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. McCoy flies out to center field, one away. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Larson with his lead at first. The pitch to Trammell outside for a ball and challenged by Reno. Their catcher, Elise Sanchez, asking for the challenge on the first pitch to Trammell. So we go to the automated ball strike system, and it is indeed a strike. It just did catch the outside edge of the zone, and the call is overturned. A successful challenge for Reno, and it's an 0-1 count on Trammell. Now Zuber is set, and the 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and that's out of play. 0-2 the count. So Trammell is in a hole. No balls, 2 strikes. Oh, 2 pitch coming. And it is up high for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. It's in the ballpark. The left fielder Barossa moves over and gloves it for out number 2. So Trammell flies to left. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. And out to the mound is Blake Lawley. He may bring in a fresh arm here. Got a right-hander warming up in the pen. And he is indeed going to take the ball from Zuber. So Zuber's done after facing just 3 hitters. And they are making a call to the bullpen with 2 outs at the top of the ninth inning of a tie game. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here. The Rainiers have a runner at first in the top of the ninth. The score, Tacoma 6, Reno 6.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Two outs at the top of the ninth inning in Reno. Tacoma 6, Reno 6. Raiders have Jack Larson at first base. And the Aces bring in reliever Zach McAllister to face Jake Shiner, who's been the Raiders' top run producer this year. Shiner's 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. McAllister sidearmer. Still brings it in the low 90s. First pitch hit the other way on the ground, deep in the hole. Evans can't field it. It trickles into right. Shiner is going to be safe at first, and going all the way to third is Larson. And the Raiders have runners at the corners with two outs at the top of the ninth inning. Jake Shiner with a single to right field. And now Cade Marlowe is going to get a chance to give the Raiders the lead. So runners at first and third with two outs, and now Marlowe has a chance to put Tacoma in front. He's 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count to Marlowe. Next pitch from McAllister. There goes Shiner. Pitches up and away, and bluffing the throw was Sanchez. Shiner then stopped running. He was willing to try to get into a rundown to see if the Raiders could steal a run, but Sanchez never threw it, and Shiner steals second. So runners at second and third with two outs. Shiner picking up his second steal of the year. Marlowe's in a hole, 0-2. And the pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Marlowe looking for a base hit here. Staring out towards McAllister. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and pulled into right field. And that's going to get down for a base hit. And scoring is Larson. Shiner's right behind him. He's going to score as well. A two-run single into right for Cade Marlowe. And the Raiders, with a two-out rally, have taken the lead at the top of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 8, Reno 6. First runs for the Raiders since the second inning. Cade Marlowe pulls a two-run single to right field, scoring McCoy and Shiner. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. O'Keefe 2-for-4 with a couple of singles so far. Next pitch from McAllister is on its way. And the pitch is a check swing foul, and O'Keefe's behind in the count 0-2. Now O'Keefe steps in again. McAllister's ready. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. In the bottom of the ninth, it's not going to be easy. Reno has the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. Thomas, Lewis, and Evans. 0-2 again to O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on, and that's hit in the air to right field, close to the line. Fletcher on the move, into foul ground, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the ninth inning. But the Red Deers get two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Can the Red Deers hang on? It's Tacoma 8, Reno 6.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Mike Curto back with you from Reno, where the year is 2023, and they're trying to fire up the crowd with some Twisted Sister going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Deers lead 8-6. New pitcher for the Red Deers to try to close it out. It's Taylor Williams. Williams in his 22nd appearance, 1-0 with a 7.83 ERA. Doesn't have a save this year. In fact, he's only had one save opportunity, but he's getting a save opportunity right now. Alec Thomas stands in, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Williams, the seventh Tacoma pitcher used today. Stephen Kolek now the pitcher of record for the Red Deers after Tacoma just took the lead at the top of the ninth. 0-1 pitch, bounced to the right side, and juggled by Valenka. And Thomas is safe at first. And Reno immediately gets the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Valenka charged that ball. Thomas runs really well, so he knew he didn't have any time to spare. And he juggled it. And taking first base safely is Thomas. We'll see how they score it.
Base hit.
Infield single is the ruling. So here's Kyle Lewis representing the tying run for Reno. He's 2-for-4 with a couple of singles and two runs scored. Williams is set, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Williams. Now ready with his next pitch, and this is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Williams had one save for the Red Deers last year, and that was his first save since 2020. When he was up with the Mariners in 2020, they used him as the closer for a bit. He had six saves. Next pitch foul tipped at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. So Williams ahead of Kyle Lewis, a ball and two strikes. And now Taylor Williams is set. Here's a turn and a throw to first, and back in standing up is Thomas. Outfield straight away and deep, of course, with Lewis up. The infielder's at double play depth. Williams with a 1-2 pitch on its way, and it's swung on and grounded foul towards the Reno dugout on the third base side. Still 1-2. Williams gets the new baseball from the plate ump and comes set. 1-2 the count. And Williams ready with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Lewis goes down swinging, and now Phillip Evans is the batter. Evans 0-for-3 with a walk so far today, but he came into play leading the league in batting average at .370. He's a right-hand hitter. He's got a little pop. He does have four homers this year. Williams with his pitch to Phillip Evans, and it misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming from Williams. And his pitch is swung on and hit to left field, struck well. Back is Larson at the fence. It's off the wall. Coming to third is Thomas. Stopping at first is Evans, because Larson got that ball in so quickly and gets a high five from Adam Engel, who came over from center and said, "You played that very well." And the Rainiers, as a result, don't have to pitch with the tying run in scoring position. Instead, they're at first and third after the single off the left field bench by Phillip Evans. So runners at first and third now. Big conference on the mound. We've got a pinch hitter coming up for English. Dominic Canzone is the pinch hitter. So Canzone, the top power hitter for Reno with 11 homers this year. He's the winning run of the batter's box. First and third, one out. Right here's lead by 2-6. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. No pitch runner at first for Evans, who represents the tying run. Thought we might see one, but Blake Lawley instead going with the pinch hitter, Canzone. 0-1 pitch from Williams is swung on, hit in the air to left field and deep. Back this goes. Larson at the track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Thomas. He scores. The Rainiers don't care about that. The tying runner Evans remains at first. There are now two outs. A sacrifice fly for Canzone makes it Tacoma 8, Reno 7. But the tying runner Evans is still at first base now with two outs, and Ali Sanchez coming to the plate. And O'Keefe goes out to the mound, puts his arm around Williams' shoulders, and they're having a conversation here. Sanchez has been a tough out today, and actually in this series. He hit a two-run homer in the second. He has homered in each of the last two games that he has played against Tacoma. He's walked twice today and struck out once, so he's 1-for-2 in the box score. Sanchez came into play today with his batting average at .302. And the homer hit was his fifth homer in 98 at-bats, which would be like a 25-homer season in 500 at-bats. So he's got pop. He stands in with two down in the bottom of the ninth. Right here's trying to win this one on the road. The pitch swung on, grounded left side, scooped up at third by Shiner. He goes to second for the force out, and that's the ball game. Right here's win it in Reno. 8-7, the final score. And Tacoma salvages a split of the six-game series by winning this last one. A one-run affair as Tacoma got two in the top of the ninth, allowed one in the bottom of the ninth, and the Red Deers get the victory. Taylor Williams nailing down his first save of the season. And the Red Deers get back within one game of 500, 31-32 on the year. And now the team is going to head home to Tacoma. Enjoy the day off tomorrow in the great Pacific Northwest, and then return to action on Tuesday with a day game at 11:35 a.m. with the Albuquerque Isotopes making their first appearance at Cheney Stadium this year. That'll be Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. The Red Deers are going to start Kyle Hart in that game. Red Deers win it 8-7, the final score. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Deers post-game show coming up next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Red Deers win the finale in Reno, 8-6, the final score. And the Red Deers get a split of the six-game series. These last two games were real nail-biters. The Red Deers losing the late-night special last night in extra innings, 3-2, and win this one in the ninth today. 8-7 was the final. The Red Deers took a big lead early, but what really is a big lead in Reno? Tacoma got two in the top of the first inning when Connor Pilkington, the Reno starter, had trouble throwing strikes. And he walked a couple guys, and then Brian O'Keefe hit an RBI single. And then another walk loaded up the bases, and Cooper Hummel was hit by a pitch to force in a run. Rainiers get two, and they knocked out the starter also, Pilkington, who really kind of knocked himself out with the control issues. And Tyler Gilbert had to come in and get the final out in the first. Tacoma then put four on the board in the second inning. Mason McCoy, a leadoff single. Jake Shiner, a one-out base hit, sending him to third. And then Cade Marlowe, a sack fly to put the Red Deers up 3-0. The inning continued. O'Keefe had his second hit of the game, a liner to right. That brought up Adam Engel, and Engel hit a Reno homer. Little liner to right field that just did carry out of here over the top of the fence for a three-run homer, his second since joining the Red Deers. And Tacoma was ahead 6-0 in the second inning. Tommy Malone off the injured list today. We knew he was going to have a short start. He set down the side in order and threw only nine pitches in the first. But in the second, a two-out, two-run homer by Ali Sanchez made it a 6-2 game. Malone went just two innings, allowed three hits, two runs, walked one, struck out two. So it became a major bullpen game for the Red Ears. Ryder Ryan was first man in, and he gave up a run in the fourth when he walked the leadoff man, struck out the next two, and then Eric Stout replaced him, and Stout walked Dominic Fletcher before Buddy Kennedy hit an RBI double to make it 6-3. The Red Ears did not score throughout the middle innings of this game against the Reno bullpen. Peter Solomon gave them three scoreless innings. We got to the bottom of the seventh, 6-4 game, and Reno scored two runs to tie it up, getting a wild pitch that brought in a run with Stephen Kolek on the hill, and then an RBI double from Tristan English that tied it up 6-6. And at that point, they had tied the game. They had overcome a six-run deficit, and Reno had runners at second and third with just one out, but Kolek got it together, striking out Elise Sanchez and getting Hager to ground out, leaving those runners stranded, keeping it tied, and then Kolek pitched a three-up, three-down bottom of the eighth inning as well. So we got to the ninth with the score tied 6-6, and Reno brought in Tyler Zuber, and Larson greeted him with a leadoff single. But Zuber then retired the next two hitters on flyouts, and it was a little surprising to see Reno bring in a fresh pitcher after Zuber had only faced three hitters. They brought in Zach McAllister to face Shiner, and Shiner singled to right field, a grounder that just did elude the second baseman Evans. That put runners at first and third for Cade Marlowe. Shiner then tried to steal second base and actually went halfway and stopped to try to draw a throw from Reno, from their catcher, Ali Sanchez, to maybe try to steal a run that way with Larson at third. See if Shiner might get into a rundown. The runner from third score. You've seen the play before. But Reno's catcher did not fall for it, so Shiner just took second base. And runners were at second and third with two outs from Marlowe. That steal ended up being huge, because Marlowe then singled to right field. It brought in both runners, Larson and Shiner. The Red Ears had an 8-6 lead, and as it turned out, they needed both those runs, because Taylor Williams came in from the pen, and Alex Thomas greeted him with an infield single. Then Taylor struck out Kyle Lewis, but Phillip Evans, the league's leading hitter, drove a ball off the wall in left field. Very smartly played by Larson to hold him to a single. Runners were at first and third with one out. Canzone hit a sack fly, scoring a meaningless run, making it 8-7. Evans was still at first base, and then Williams got Sanchez to bounce out to third, ending the ball game, and the Red Ears were winners 8-7, the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. Reno, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Kolek. He's 2-2. Save to Williams, his first. McAllister takes the loss. He's 1-2. Zuber takes the loss, pardon me, and Zuber is 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes, and the attendance, 5,218. The series is a split. The Red Ears are now on their way home and will face Albuquerque on Tuesday, whereas Reno's going down to Vegas to start a series there on Tuesday. When we come back, the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show will continue with a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right here is beat Reno 8-7. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners trailing the Angels 9-4 in Anaheim. The Angels have hit three home runs. Teoscar Hernandez hit one for the M's, but the M's had a rough start from Logan Gilbert, who was knocked out early. And the Angels leading the Mariners 9-4 in the ninth. That's the final game of the road trip for the M's, who are, it appears, going to end up going 2-6 on their eight-game road trip. Other finals in the American League, Cleveland 5, Houston nothing. Shane Bieber with 7 scoreless. The Orioles complete a three-game sweep of Kansas City with an 11-3 victory. Gunnar Henderson homering for the second straight game. Toronto overcame a 5-run deficit and beat the Twins 7-6. Kevin Biggio with a go-ahead 3-run homer in the eighth. And Tampa Bay ace Shane McClanahan picked up his 10th win, first pitcher to 10 W's this year, as the Rays beat Texas 7-3. Sunday night baseball is in the American League. Red Sox and Yankees, duh, from Yankee Stadium. Interleague play, Arizona scored 4 in the ninth to beat Detroit 7-5. Christian Walker with a go-ahead RBI double. The Diamondbacks have won 5 in a row. Detroit has lost 9 in a row. Big comeback in Chicago where the Marlins were playing the White Sox. The Fish get 3 runs in the top of the ninth. Brian De La Cruz with a go-ahead 2-run double. And Miami beat the White Sox 6-5. Miami's had 20 comeback wins this year. Keep that in mind when they arrive in Seattle to play the Mariners this week. At Oakland, an 8-6 winner over the Brewers in Milwaukee. The A's sweep Milwaukee on the road. Oakland has won 5 in a row. Seth Brown and Brent Rooker hit back-to-back homers today. National League scores, Pirates 2, Mets 1. That's a final. Andrew McCutchen had his 2,000th career hit for Pittsburgh. The Mets are reeling. They have lost 8 out of 9. Philadelphia had 3 hits from Trey Turner, and they beat the Dodgers 7-3. The Dodgers are 6-8. Have lost 6 of their last 8, and they're now 3.5 games behind the Diamondbacks in the NL West. Washington knocked off Atlanta 6-2 as Dominic Smith and Jamer Candelario hit homers. That ended a Braves 7-game winning streak. Cincinnati edged St. Louis 4-3. Elly De La Cruz reached base 4 times, including a couple of hits, and scored the winning run. Padres and Rockies just finished up. No, they're in a rain delay. I'm sorry. A delay in the ninth inning. Padres and Rockies tied 4-4. Rain delay in Denver. And the Giants are blasting the Cubs 13-3 going to the ninth inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Reno. The Red Ears win 8-7. We'll be back with more after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, the Red Ears win 8-7. They win a tight, exciting game here in Reno with 2 runs in the ninth to snap a 6-6 tie, and they hang on to win it, giving up 1 in the bottom of the ninth. Taylor Williams getting the save, his first of the year. Red Ears had what turned out to be the game-winning hit from Cade Marlowe in the ninth inning. Jake Shiner reached base 3 times today with 2 hits and a walk. He scored 3 runs. Adam Engel, single, double, homer, and 3 runs batted in. And Jack Larson had 2 hits today and scored the winning run. So Tecoma takes it 8-7, the final. A couple other day games in the league today. Sacramento blasted Vegas 18-2. And Salt Lake edged Round Rock 8-6. Other games are later tonight. Oklahoma City at El Paso and Sugar Land at Albuquerque is a night game tonight in Albuquerque. The Isotopes are the Red Ears' next opponent on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. First pitch will be at 11:35 a.m. on Tuesday. We're beginning the homestand with a day game. It's the new trend in minor league baseball. We're doing it this week, the Tuesday day game at 11:35 a.m. And we'll have the stream for you here and the telecast on MILB TV. And the Red Ears are going to be sending Kyle Hart to the mound against Albuquerque right-hander Luis Sessa, a former Yankee who just recently joined the Isotopes. That's Tuesday morning at 11:35 a.m. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score today, the Red Ears win it in the ninth inning. Tacoma 8, Reno 7. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday.